Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
All right. Now that I'm not sick and dying.
Like, people were, like, messaging us, calling, if someone called into the station.
Where's our weekly episode of Confessions of a Dating App? Well, Heather had tonsillitis from making out with a boy. And that was the gist of the story. I don't really know if it was from making out with a boy, but we're just going to say it's from
making out. I'm just happy I didn't get it because we were literally together.
Yeah, so the last right episode. Yeah, the last episode we did, me and Nudia were sitting at my dining room table, and I kept telling Nudia, I'm like, I have a headache. I don't feel good. At 2 in the morning, I woke up in a bed of sweat, shivering with 101 fever. I did not have COVID, by the way. I was just...
She did. We're just trying to make it and pretty.
We're just trying to cover up the fact that I had COVID. No, I had tonsillitis. I went to the doctor, COVID negative. Thank you very much. And yeah, we start off today with Nudia texting me.
This is funny.
This delicious meme. And I laugh so hard. Guys on Tinder, let me fuck you. Guys on Bumble, let me fuck you under the moonlight.
Comma, under the moonlight.
That is the epitome of dating apps. What would Hinge be? Because then I start thinking about this. Like, if you were on Hinge, what would you be?
You know, I'm not really a fan of Hinge. Could we get engaged before we fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's get engaged before we fuck under the moonlight.
Or let's at least go on 5 dates and then I'm going to try to fuck you. Whatever it may be, welcome to Confessions of a Dating App. My name's Heather Collins.
It's Nudia.
And we are here to talk about our shit show of a life. And we're actually going to start this week off a little different because Nudia has some great news about her dating life. Go ahead, Nudia.
All right. So first, can we start off with the phone call? He's literally mansplaining.
Because he like unfriended you or some shit.
He unmatched me on the app.
Okay.
And he was mansplaining to me about how rude it is. I don't remember how much of the story I shared. I think I shared everything. Basically, I was at a festival, a little social distance festival.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't respond to him.
No. And he was like, can I call you? And I said, right. I'm going out with my friend. That's when he unmatched me. And that's when he ignored me.
Me and Nudia are very boss bitches. And we are very busy. We have very busy schedules. You need to understand that sometimes we can't answer your phone call right away. And, like, we can't talk to you right away because we're busy.
Yeah, just in general. Like, so...
Like, be patient.
If you have a girl that actually has a life, it's way different than dating someone that's going to make you her entire life.
Yeah.
That's going to sit on your fucking couch all day. Like, that's not us. Yeah.
Yeah, we're busy.
Like, you have to keep up. And so he was like, you didn't tell me what time.
Are you fucking dating?
I could call me.
10 years of dating?
Yeah. And I was like, again, you guys, I've only talked, we only had one text message conversation. We had matched for 2 days. And the reason why Heather said I was being savage was because he was kind of being a dick.
He was being a dick. He's like,
he was being a dick.
It was kind of funny because, okay, and we're going to reenact this phone call.
We should have recorded it, honestly.
We should have. Okay, hang on. I love reenacting things with media.
Okay, let's reenact it.
We're going to reenact what happened.
All right.
Hey.
Hi. So what happened? Like, why did you unmatch me? Like, why have you...
Well, you know, I just think that if you were, like, interested, you would have, like... You know, been like, hey, I'm going to this party, call you later. But you didn't even give me like a time to talk. You just were like, I can't talk right now.
Okay, well, honestly, I think that's a lot to ask for from a fucking stranger.
Well, I just feel like, do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, it's a little rude to, like, someone's trying to get to know you and you just like blow them off to go to a party.
No, because I'm busy. And I told you, like, I didn't know when I was going to call you. So I didn't have time.
But Okay,
this conversation is so fucking
it
accurate.
It was so long because I end up like getting up at some point and walking to my bedroom and doing
Heather
something
else. Shower.
Like, oh, yeah, Heather took a shower during this conversation. I was like, I have to meet someone after this, so I'm gonna shower now.
She took a shower because we were going back and forth. So he was being a dick. Like, Heather is so accurate on this representation right now.
Am I
like,
good?
She's,
I remembered
she's
everything.
So good.
Because I remember
she's
him
so
being
good.
So stupid.
He was so fucking full of himself. And I was just like,
by the way, he wasn't even that cute. He was cute.
He was cute.
But not like,
not to be
acting like that.
Not to
I'm
be
sorry.
Like that.
You better be a Chippendales model to be acting like the way this guy did. And he definitely wasn't.
He was acting like he had like 7 Lamborghinis in his driveway.
And that he was like a doctor.
Yeah. It's
and
just
that
like,
he was just ruling the world.
And I told, what like the way Heather like looked at me, she's like, oh my gosh, you're such a bitch. Because I was like,
Nudia was like, being a bitch. But it was like, so, like,
but
it
I could tell he
lot.
Liked it. I could tell he liked it because he started like smile, like I could hear it in his voice that he liked when I was being bitchy. So I was getting my anger out and turning him on at the same time. So it was like a win-win.
Because I think you obviously, the other thing I love about Nudia is she doesn't give a fuck about like any of these guys. It doesn't even matter if she really likes them, she'll still treat them like shit. And that's where I fuck up in life. That's where I fuck up. Because if I like you, I will, okay. It's okay.
Heather, yeah, you roll out the red carpet. And here's the thing is that, like, even if you like them, you can't do that.
You can't show them you like them.
Because they will, like, turn. It doesn't make any fucking sense. But the meaner you are, literally, the more, like, in love they are. I don't fucking understand
it's
what
like
it is.
It's like the book, Men, Why Men Love Bitches.
It's, like, it's literally that. And so, basically, we were going back and forth. And Heather looked at me. She's like, you're such a bitch. Because I was like, does this normally go well for you?
Acting
I was
like this?
Yeah, I was like, do your date? He's like, yeah, they do go well. Well, I was like, well, I don't know who the fuck you're dating. I was like, because someone who's busy, like, I told you we could talk, but I didn't say we could talk tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Yeah, I'm like, and you know, no offense, but there's been many of guys where I'm like, hey, do you want to hang out Thursday? And they'll be like, yeah, okay. And they're like, what time? And I'm like, I'll have to get back to you on the time. And then Thursday rolls around and I'm like, dude, I'm busy. Nudia knows this right now. I have 3 jobs. I'm doing 3 jobs right now. I'm working at the radio station. I'm working for a Halloween event. And then I'm working for a friend. So I have 3 jobs right now. I'm very fucking busy. So me trying to plan a date right now is not really happening. I mean, there's some hot guys I'm talking to, but it's not really going well. And we'll have to recap that at the end because Heather had another date where she invited Nudia. Because I now come to realize that the best way for me to go on dates is to bring Nudia with me. Because she'll savage them.
This is how I know that Heather's busy. Because she doesn't have time for drama. Like,
oh,
when
I don't
she doesn't
right
call
now.
Me. Yeah, she literally doesn't have time for drama. And they're like, yay, Heather's busy. Everyone gets to just, like, chill out for a second. You know, we can all regroup. Heather
can
regroup
internally. Is that how I am?
Internally.
If I'm too busy in life, I don't have time for drama.
Yeah, well, you don't have time for it. That's anything. Like, my dad, growing up, he was like, he had us, like, cheer, dance, choir, piano. And I was like,
keep you busy.
Fucking dying. I was like, Dad, what the fuck? And he's like, keeping you busy keeps you out of trouble. And you know
that's
what
true.
It did? It kept me the fuck out of trouble.
Okay, so wait. So anyway, Nudia fucking
I know. Why are we talking about my dad?
No, no, you're fine. So you savage this dude, and then he ended up agreeing to go on a date with you.
He's like, well, like, let's, can I take you to dinner on Saturday?
Yeah, he ended up so yelling at her and then being like, well, can I hang out with you on Saturday? And I looked at her like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You just told this guy off, and he's like, can I take you out? Can I take you to dinner? I'm doing this all wrong. I literally looked at her like, I think I clapped. I was like, wow, dude, that was well done.
I can't say a lot of this conversation, I would mute him on speakerphone.
Oh my God, we
start
laughing.
And I was like, what the fuck is, do you hear this guy right now? And so it's funny because I was like, literally, I think the point where he asked me like on a date, I was like, you know, could you unbutton your button up? Because I know you're wearing one right now because you sound so fucking uptight. I was like, I was like, can you do me a favor? Can you take 7 shots and then call me back? So Saturday. So before Saturday, we talked on the phone. We had like this long conversation. And I don't know why this happens every time I talk to someone on the phone. I have a great fucking memory. Like, you know, me and you.
We both have great memories. Especially when it comes to guys.
Fucking every little thing so that it's in the like ammunition, right?
Yeah.
And so for some reason, I couldn't remember what the fuck this guy did. And so in the combo, we were talking and I was like, what do you do again? He's like, this is like the fourth time you asked me this question.
Obviously, it wasn't that memorable, bro.
I was like, yeah. So Saturday rolls around and I get ready. We're supposed to meet. Like, he's like, oh, I'll text you. Like, what time? I forgot. I was doing shit. So I went throughout the day and then I realized like it was getting like later. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to get ready because two things are going to happen. One, he's not going to text me. We're not going to hang out. And so if that happens, at least I'm ready and I'll go find shit to do. I was like, two, or I could get ready and he'll text me and then I'll know where we're meeting and shit. So I think we agreed we're going to go to Jing. He's like around like 7-ish. I was like, okay. He's like, I'll text you just to double check. I was like, okay. So I didn't like hear from him the whole day. I get ready and I think it's like 4:30. And so I'm like, oh, should I like be worried? Like I haven't heard from him. And so I get ready and then I call him like when it's closer to like 6 and he doesn't answer. And I don't remember if I texted him or not. But basically I realized I got stood up. So the moment I realized I got stood up, I'm like, I looked fucking hot.
And I was so like, I'm going to turn this lemons into lemonade and go out.
And so I was like, I remember the Call Her Daddy episode, how fucking Sophia met her boyfriend. Like, she literally, that's what happened to her. She was getting ready for this date with this guy. She got, like, a spray tan, her hair done, all this shit. He bailed. So then she went on the app and just started texting people, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you, like, to try to find another plan. I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking do that, right? So I go on Bumble, and the first guy on there, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? You want to grab a drink? He's like, yeah, I'd love to. Like, what side of town are you on? I'm in Summerlin. I was like, cool, perfect. I'm in Summerlin too. So like, okay, let's meet. Let's have this drink. And then he's like, yeah, let's do around like 9. And I was like, okay. And so we were talking and talking. And I had some time to kill. I had like 2 hours. So I went to my friend's house, pre-gamed. I was like, yo, let me pre-game for this date, right? And then I don't hear from him either, like an hour before we're supposed to meet. So I call him. And I don't hear anything. So I left my pregame house because I thought we were going to meet. Don't hear anything. And I'm like, you know what? I have like 2 other plans, like with friends that I could do. So I did them all. It was my friend's birthday. I went and we fucking take shots. Basically, I spent the rest of the night getting drunk.
That's like great. Two did different places. Did you ever hear from those guys again?
What happened was after I called them, I blocked them both.
On the phone?
Yeah, I blocked them both and I deleted the messages.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Basically, that's what the fuck happened. I'm like, look, I'm fucking blocking you. You fucked up. And I'm going to go fucking have a great night because I'm still fucking hot and I look great. And I ended up making out with someone that night.
See, yeah. I don't like block. Okay. So, that's nudious to how she handles getting stood up. Now, if I got stood up, I'm going to tell you what happens.
Would you be able to do that twice in one night? Would you be able to handle that, like, internally?
Okay, so if I got stood up, I think I would sit in my bed and cry all night.
No.
If I got ready, you know, that has happened to me where I got ready and then, like, I'm like, I look hot. I'm ready to go. And then the guy will be like, hey, I don't think tonight's going to work. Like, at least I have the common courtesy of, like, saying, hey, tonight's not going to work. And then I sit there and I cry.
Hold on, Heather, what the fuck? These guys didn't even answer me back. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. There's a million other guys out there.
No, and I think that's how I act, though. That's how I am as a person. I just, like, want to go hide in a corner because I'm in my feelings. And I think that personally,
but it could really not work that night. Like, if something could have come up.
I know, but, like, I'm talking, like, if I got stood up. I don't feel like I've ever gotten stood up. I've gotten ghosted twice. But I don't think I've ever been stood up, like, we had plans and then them just, like, disappear on me. I normally get told, like, 30 minutes before, like, hey, I can't make it. And then I'm like, what do you mean you can't make it? What? When are we going to reschedule? Like, that's me.
No. Reschedule? Like, fuck you.
So this is actually the perfect segue into why I want to talk. Oh, look who's texting me, knee shaker. What is he on?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's text him, see what he says.
I'm so against knee shaker.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was showing me a trail because we're going bike riding.
That's who you're going bike riding with?
Yes.
Ugh, ew.
Ew. Okay, anyway, so this is the perfect segue into what I wanted to talk about because I found this article on Reddit and I sent it to Nudia and I thought this was like we're going to be a little serious on Confessions of a Dating
App. I feel like we got, see, this week also, for everyone listening, it's a weird week for us.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Like, I feel like we've both been in a mood. Remember, you called me. We were supposed to record earlier this week.
Yeah.
And I was just You were like, oh, gosh.
Can I just say, me and Nudia both have to be in the right mood set to make a good episode. And there's been times where we're like, okay, we're recording on Monday. And then Monday will come and Nudia won't be in the mood. And I'll be like, okay, I'm free Tuesday and Wednesday. And then she'll be like, okay, Wednesday it is. And then Wednesday comes and I'm like, girl, I'm busy, but we can do it, but I'm in a mood now. So, like, yeah. This is why we had to move our podcast episodes back to Friday. So we have enough time in the week to, like, be in the right mood. Because we're girls. We PMS. Shit happens. We get in moods. But yeah. I wanted to kind of be serious on this mood, this episode. Because I found this article that kind of hit to home. And it kind of represents the way that Nudia and I handle getting stood up. Or in any situation with any relationship. Nudia has the most confidence I've ever seen in a female. Nudia will bust your ass. She will make you feel like shit because, you know what? She'll call people out and she'll be a boss bitch about it. I'm the little girl who cries in the corner. It's like, I can't believe you did this to me.
Which okay. is funny because, like, if you were to meet us in person, you would think it would be the opposite.
Yeah, you would think
Heather that Heather seems, like, very, like, it seems like it's hard to hurt her feelings. She seems, like, rock fucking solid. I seem,
oh,
like,
I'm kind of an
mushy.
Asshole.
Yeah.
But when it comes to me being liking a guy or being in love with a guy, I'm putty. And I've realized that. And this article I found really hit home for me and made me want to have a little one-on-one serious time with Nudia. So I'm going to read this article. It's called, Your Childhood Can Be the Reason for Your Failed Relationships. This is probably so obvious to everyone, but childhood and your relationships with your parents really define what future relationships look like, both romantically and friendships. I kind of made a breakthrough in therapy today and realized where my fearful avid adventure style came from. I'm definitely working on it, but it really helps to have that clarity. Okay, I've been going to therapy, and my therapist said something along these lines where it made me realize, oh shit, I have abandonment issues. Because my dad left me when I was little, and not only that, but my mom was a bartender, and she was a single mom, and she worked late, and my mom was supposed to pick me up at 12:30 from my grandmother's house, but because maybe she wanted to have a little fun, maybe she had to work late, I was on internally a clock, and that clock was wake up at 12:30 every night to get picked up by your mom to go to your house. She did it every night to me, that she had to work. And there were some nights I'd wake up at 12:30 and she wouldn't be there. And I'm going to sound old. This is back in the day before cell phones. Only people had pagers.
So would you go to worst case scenario? You'd be like, oh, she's dead. Fucking dipped.
She's kidnapped. You go to the worst case. And I feel like this is why in life, Nudia, how many times a week do I go, I'm going to get fired. Because in my brain, I'm just used to going worst case scenario. And I feel like because of my dad and because of my mom, I have abandonment issues. And I feel like when a man starts to be interested in me, I get really excited. And as soon as they start to fade off, I freak the fuck out. And I think because of that is the way that I act in relationships. I'll never test guys like Nudia does. Because I'm afraid that if I test them, they'll leave. And because I already have abandonment issues, I don't want to even try that. Because I'm afraid. So I think that's where the lack of confidence comes with me and men. And I'm spilling all my guts right now for all of you to fucking hear. So all these men who are interested in me, congratulations. You now know the way to get to me if you want to. But I feel like I don't really... Nudie, I know you have your stepdad. Is this your stepdad or is your real dad?
Yeah, no, he's my dad. Okay. I have a biological father.
Okay.
That's.
But how long has this father been around?
Since I've been a baby, since I was little.
Okay.
And so, okay, basically.
So this has been your dad. Forever. You've had a mom and a dad. And you've watched the relationship. They're still together. And you've watched a relationship. And you have a good relationship with your parents, right?
I have a great relationship with my parents.
I don't. I'm, like, kind of uneasy about my dad. Don't really trust him. And my mom, I love, but she's a mess, too. I'm just going to say. So, I feel like when my mom or dad says, like, if I'm upset about a boy, my mom or dad goes, Heather, you're better than that, blah, blah, blah. I don't really take what they say seriously. I don't. This will be a real serious episode.
But you don't take what anyone says seriously. But like
because I feel like I'm not lovable. There's a good Matchbox 20 song. I'm going to quote Matchbox 20. Oh,
gosh. Here we go.
And it says, it's Push. And it says, I don't know if I've ever been loved by a hand that's touched me. And I honestly, that needs to be tattooed somewhere on my body. Because that saying, I repeat all the time. I really
You do it to yourself, though.
You know? I do it to myself.
You do it to yourself.
But do you agree that the way you're raised is how you're going to be as a person?
Kind of. I believe it's half nature, half nurture.
Okay.
Because in reality, like, again, my dad is amazing. He's been here, like, since I think I was, like, 4 or something. And so my biological dad, like, I usually call him my sperm donor. That's usually how I refer to him.
Okay.
He attempted to be in and out of my life a couple of times. And I was like, this dude's a piece of shit. Like, why do I care? And it's like, see my parents, like, they are still together. They've been married for almost 30 years. But they've gone through a lot of shit, especially recently. Like, and it's been very hard. It's hard to see that even, like, they're the most perfect couple. Like, you see them, they are so compatible.
Dude, they look like they're 20.
They're amazing. They both look so fucking young. You tell they're happy.
They're relationship goals.
Yeah, and but I've seen them go through it. So mm-hmm. It's made me be very negative about relationships. It's made me be like...
Does it make you... Wait. Does it make you feel like this is a fairy tale? This is what I want? So because of that, I'm not going to let any bullshit dude treat me any less than what I'm worth?
I used to think it was a fairy tale. I used to think, but I'm just like, every relationship is going to be full of shit. It's going to be full of, like, tough times. That's just what it is. Every relationship is going to be difficult. It's just like, who are you ready to go on that fucking bumpy ass journey? Because it's never going to be easy. You guys are always going to, like, fight and then make up.
Yeah, it's
and
never going to be easy.
Fight and make up, you know? And so it's just like, but the way I see it, I'm just like, what is the point sometimes, you know? And so that's how I feel. So that's why I think I do treat men like shit if they
are not up to your standards.
Not even that, but just like, look, in these days, if it's a young guy, he's good looking, chances are, like, you know, they like to play the game, they want to chase, they want to da 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 da. So you can't invest in them until they invest in you. And I feel like,
okay, that's a very good piece of advice. Don't invest in them until they invest in you.
Yeah, and I think it was Rihanna's grandma, because Rihanna grew up in Barbados, and her grandma always told her, and I love this, you have to find a man that loves you more than you love him, because women always give more. So you have to find someone, like, because it's true, and I see it in you. You naturally, like, women are like, oh, are you hungry? I could drop you off some pizza. Do you need a ride home? Like, I'll drop my whole fucking day.
They're nurturers.
Yeah, I'll drop my whole day if you need me to do something for you because I care about you. Men need to love you to, like, the 90th degree to even think about you in that way, you know? Like, if you're like, oh my gosh, my car broke down. Like, he needs to be super in love with you to be like, hey, do you need a ride? Most guys will be like, oh, like, that sucks, like, just Uber or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, even my close guy friends have been like, just Uber. Or they'll do this. I'll pay for your Uber. I'm like, really? You can't give me a ride? I'll pay for it. Okay, whatever.
That's still, yeah, but you also need to understand. You see, that's a thing of like when people, like you say, you don't believe your family when they tell you things. Like, that's still a lot for a guy to do. That's still thoughtful. You need to take, just because it's not the love that you want, like, you need to take it and accept it, you know?
Have you ever read The Four Agreements? I think it's The Four Agreements. It's the book on different types of love. There's giving love.
Oh, the love languages?
The love languages, not Four Agreements. The love languages. Okay, have you read that?
What are your love languages now?
Okay, we both, I'm going to give us homework. In the next month, we need to both read that book.
Is it going to change us? Are we going to come back? Like, this
I've
podcast
only read
is going to completely
bit.
Change?
I've only read a little bit of it, but I want to know what your love language is. I already know what mine is. Mine is time. I need your time. Because if there's one thing in this world you can't get back, it's time. And I feel like you could buy me presents. Like, this my favorite present. What's your favorite present a guy's ever given you? Was it a ring? Was it a dress?
I don't think it was a present. I think it was like an experience.
Okay, what was the experience?
Like, if you, like, I think for our anniversary, like, he took me to Santa Monica.
Okay.
And, like, we just, like, hung out on the beach. And that's the day he proposed. But even without that proposal, like, it was, like...
It was nice.
It was just, like, that. It's just you and me. And we're just, like, having a good time.
Okay.
And it's like we were both really busy at that time and didn't see each other a lot. And so it's like, I guess it's like things like giving me something. I don't like receiving gifts. I'm very uncomfortable at receiving gifts. For Valentine's Day, like I think one time one of my boyfriends went all out, mm-hmm. and that was like probably my favorite gift. But, you know, he got me like flowers and everything, but like I didn't respond properly. Like I froze. I didn't know how to respond. I don't like receiving gifts.
Okay,
I don't know how to act. Like
fair.
I feel put on the spot.
So you like the effort. You like the effort of giving time. And so you're kind of like me. The reason why, okay, so the best gift I ever got was this wooden heart that was painted black and put screws in it. And then he weaved pink ribbon through it and made this giant wooden heart art piece. And why I loved that so much was because, one, he took the time to make it. He put thought into it. He put work into it. And for some reason, that was my favorite gift I've ever got. Fuck jewelry. Fuck flowers. Fuck a romantic evening. I want to see that you put in effort. Like, you took the time out of your day to go do something for me. Whether that is planning a trip or whether that is making me dinner or whether that is... Like, I want to see effort and time. Because time's the only thing that you can ever get back. You can spend money and blow it and this, that, and the other. But anyway, the reason why I brought that up is because that's how the four agreements works. There's like, there's time, there's monetary gifts. There's
physical touch.
Physical touch. There's like there, and that's
the problem. Acts of service.
Yeah. If you are with someone that is not one of your love languages, it's harder to develop that or harder to get through that relationship because what you want from that person, they're not understanding because they're not like that.
But there's also the love languages that you give. And then there's the ways that you receive love.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like people usually give their love languages. And it's like if that person, that's not like they receive things differently. But I also think, you know, Heather, I also think you need to give time for a bond to create. You meet these guys and you expect that bond to be there super fast.
I feel like
you need to nurture it, and it happens like slowly over time. And I feel like you want it to happen so fast and you want to hang out all the time. It's just like slowly over time, like the bond will build. And like a guy really needs to care about you a lot for it to be equal. And that's kind of like what Rihanna's grandma was saying. And that's what I believe. Like I need to find someone that's super in love with me to match how giving I am. To
yeah,
match, like, my level of love.
I agree with you. Like, I need to just... I think the problem is I automatically... And this is why dating apps don't work for me. And now I'm just on there just to, like, get content for this website. Or this for this podcast. This website. This podcast. Just
don't,
to meet
don't
dudes.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, no. I mean, if I meet someone cool, that's great. Like, I met this one kid. This one guy. He's super nice. And, like, we talk all the time. And that kind of brings me into our next topic. This is like a segue freaking perfection. The people who text all the time, but we don't actually ever go meet. Like, you make best friends in text conversations. But this one guy, like, I end up really liking him. I think he's really cool. But we've only been texting. We haven't met yet. While other guys are like, let's meet, let's meet, let's meet, let's meet, let's meet. And I feel like the pressure of it freaks me out. And I just want to, like, get to know people, but they don't want to do that. But then I also want to know that I'm the only one you're talking to. Because as soon as I think there's other girls, then I feel like I have to be competitive. And I'm already a competitive person. This is why the dating apps don't work for me.
But any guy, I think you just need to be realistic. You know, any person is talking to multiple people. And I feel like the things you want out of guys, you don't even do. Do you know what I'm saying?
What do I want in a guy?
No guy, at every point that you've talked to a guy, you've always talked to other guys. So you want to be the only one, but you don't want to do it either. So I think your expectations are unrealistic.
I'm a hypocrite.
You could be a little bit of a fuckboy sometimes.
I'm a hypocrite.
A little bit, yeah. And so I feel like, you know, this culture of, like, guys either want to meet right... This is the problem. Like, usually for women, it's that guys want to meet so fast. And it's like, give me a reason to give you my time first. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, especially people like you and I, like, I'm not free. It's like, why would I want to meet you unless you're super hot or you're funny or we've been talking? Like, why am I going to take time out of my day to meet you? And I feel like that's where the frustration from men come from. Mm-hmm. Men are like, oh, people just want to be fucking pen pals. It's like, bro, I've talked to you. I've met you like an hour on Bumble. I don't want to meet up right away.
And that's the thing. I will say that guys want to meet right away because they don't want to waste their time. But girls want to, like, invest in you a little bit before they go meet you.
Yeah. And then normally that's like the male problem, is that having the pen pal. But you're saying that you're in a situation to where you feel like you have a pen pal and you don't like it.
Yeah, I guess I'm a hypocrite.
That's not hypocritical. I mean, have you talked about hanging out? And here's the thing, too.
So we're actually going to go hang out on Friday? We're going to go hang out on Friday. So today. We're going to hang out today.
we'll see how that goes.
Well, actually, let's actually chit-chat about my Monday night experience. By the way, every single one of my, like, little dates or dudes I've talked to in the past year hit me up on Tuesday saying, oh, how was your date? And I was like, how was my date? How'd you even know I went on a date? Because nobody had posted this on Confessions of a Dating App, and they all follow the Instagram. So what happened was...
I probably did you a favor, honestly.
You probably did. They all got jelly.
Good.
So what happened was, there's this guy I've been talking to on Bumble, and he's like hella cool. Like, he likes to do art. He's kind of silly. He's 2 years younger than I am. I'll tell you this, and I hope he doesn't listen to this. I got really turned off the first time we talked, because the first conversation we ever had was, my baby mama's crazy. And I was like, wow, way to start off a fucking relationship with me. Talking about how your baby mama's crazy. And I was like, okay. And like, Nudia didn't like him because why?
He started off, he came over because we were supposed to record on Monday. And that's when we were both not feeling it. So we just hung out by the pool. And then all of a sudden it worked to where he was able to meet up. And mm-hmm. I was with you. And I was like, okay, let's do this. But he sat down and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm a talker. And I'm like, oh, bitch, please. Like, do you know what?
Do you know who us?
We get paid for a living to talk. I highly doubt you could keep up with us.
Yeah.
He fucking talked so much. And the thing was, in the beginning, it was cool. For the first few minutes, I was like, oh, no, he's cool. Like, this is a vibe, right? But then he just started talking about things you don't really care about. I'm just
and that's kind of what he did.
You're talking about a bunch of boring shit, you know?
On the first time we ever talked, he did that. And I was like, are you going to ask me anything about me? Like, at all?
No, he just kept talking and talking. And then I realized I wasn't having a good time. And then I realized that I didn't have to be there and I could leave at any minute.
I know. And then she left me. And then it was fine. But I was starting to get
super excited to leave.
I was getting so tired. Excited. So I think I stayed around there until like 9:30. And I was getting tired. And I was like, oh, I really want to go take a bath. Like, there's nice
9:30 is a long time, too, by the way.
Like, yeah, because we got done with the pool at like 6.
They closed so at 6.
We sat there for 3 hours.
You did. That's too much time.
So Jesus. Anyway, so we sat there till like 9:30, and then I was like, I'm going to go take a bath and go to bed. And he's like, okay. And he started following me. And I was like, okay. Like, I guess you're going to follow me. So we walked into my room. Nice. Yeah, he walked me to my room, but then he came in my room. And then I was like, okay. And then I was like, well, I'm going to take a bath. He's like, let me draw your bath for you. And I was like, oh, okay.
I hate that. People that get comfortable too quick. I mean,
I hate it.
If he was really hot and you liked him, that would have been super hot.
Like, but it's not even, like, I still think he was cute, but, like, yeah, I wasn't in the, I'll be really honest, I was pretty drunk. Like,
well, he turned you off without talking. He fucking talked too much.
Yeah, I'm like, can you talk about me for 2 seconds? Like, I want to be part of this conversation, too.
Yeah, he talked
too.
About but his, like, boring life, and I'm like, bro, no one cares, you know?
Well, I don't even want to hate on him for his life or whatever, but anyway, so he sat there, and
I will.
And then he started being touchy-feely, and I was like, okay. And then finally he left, and it was like, yay, okay.
But you kissed him, right?
Yeah. Why do you have to fucking bring that up?
Yo, no. You're not going to tell our listeners half the story. I hate when you do this. You think you could skew the story. No.
So he kissed me, and I didn't deny it. And I kissed him for like a second.
That's
and
then, fair, though. That's fair to see how it ends up. Because you're not.
And it wasn't bad. I just, like, I don't know, like. What turned me off is the fucking first conversation we had, like the baby mama drama shit. I was like, I don't want to fucking hear this. One, two, he also told me he took a date, which I thought was hilarious. And honestly, I only kept him around Nudia because I want him to be like a character on our podcast one day. Because I think like his dating story. So I'll just really quick recap. His first date with one of the girls out here was taking her on a road trip to California. Who does that?
No, but the best part is that he took her kid.
Oh, yeah. She freaking catfished him. and brought her kid along.
On a road trip to California.
Yeah. So they went on it. He paid for everything. Which, by the way, I was a little salty that he paid for some random girl's trip to freaking California. But he didn't even offer to pay for my fucking drink at the bar that night. Like, ouch, bro.
What is wrong with you? Do you see, Heather? It's just like literally the same story over and over again.
Well, this is why I'm not dating anymore. This is why I'm going on bike rides with Knee Shaker instead. I'm going to go live in the wind.
No, you're not. You're going to get your hopes up, and we're going to be right here on this podcast having another therapy session about how why doesn't Knee Shaker love you? Give us like two or three more episodes. We're going to be right there.
All
right.
If I do.
Oh, bet? We're making
a
bet.
We're betting. What
are we betting? What are we betting?
We're betting that I'm not going to do that because we're going to go trollic into the sunset on our bikes, and I'm going to enjoy my single life. And I'm not going to...
You're being counterproductive. Go enjoy your single life with a girlfriend. Why are you hanging out with him?
Do you want to get a bike? Do you have a bike?
You already made plans with it. You're going to cancel?
No, I have a bike now. We can ride whenever. It's not like I need to cancel my plans with him to ride a bike.
That's exhausting.
Me and you can ride a bike, but do you want to go ride a bike?
I don't have a bike.
I got a bike. I have an extra bike.
Do you? Okay, yeah. I'll go fucking ride a bike with you.
We're going to ride around the bikes around the neighborhood, around my neighborhood next time. We're going to go for a bike ride.
Okay.
A little bonding duty at Heather
time.
We're going
to do the podcast on a bike.
We're not doing that. We'll do the podcast episode. And then we'll go ride on the bike. We're going to have a little bonding moment since I don't have any girlfriends. I don't have any friends. So I'm trying to hang out with my guy friends right now. And Nudie is thinking I'm getting my hopes up.
No, anyway, we're making a bet.
If I bring up Knee Shaker in the next three episodes.
I could already see the twinkle in your eye.
I owe you
dinner.
You're
talking about him all the time now.
Oh my God. I owe you dinner. I talk about OG all the time. OG offered to have sex with me the other night, and I said yes, and then it didn't happen.
Do you see what I'm saying? This is like toxic, this toxic ass behavior that you do to yourself. Oh, why did it happen?
You really want to know?
Were you on your period?
No.
Why?
So we were supposed to hang out. His air conditioning broke. So the plans got pushed back.
Hold on. How did he say, let's bang? Was it like low key let's bang?
I FaceTimed him and I was wearing this shirt. And he goes, if you wear that tomorrow, we're fucking. And I said, okay.
That's kind of hot.
So I wore that shirt the next day. But what happened was his air conditioning broke, blah, 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 blah. And we end up not hanging out until like 10:30 at night. So I went over there and then he reset his air conditioning because the building like fixed it. So then his air conditioning worked. So then I end up just sitting there chilling. And within 10 minutes of me being in his apartment, I pass out. So that's probably why I didn't get laid. And then I woke up in full face makeup and pleather.
You know,
I woke up in pleather.
Can I say, I think everyone has a hotel story with a person that they met on a dating app. I remember one time for my birthday, I had a room and they gave me an extra night because I complained.
Okay.
So they gave me a complimentary night and I was like, you know what? Like I was by myself. I was like, you know what? I had just gotten dumped and I was like, I want to be a fucking hoe. I want to be a hoe.
How I felt the night at Red Rock.
How do we do this? Like how do we be a hoe, right? And so,
how do we get guys to come here?
It's just basically like, okay, this is what girls do, right? You get on the app. And you're like, let's bang, right? So I matched with this guy, invited him over. He was at a club. This is fucking great, okay? He was at a club. So he came over. I'm not going to lie. I've never had this happen to me before ever in my life. But he goes. We start making out. It was like, you know how I'm sitting here?
Uh-huh.
In my current state, how my body feels? That's how I felt. It was like nothing was happening. Nothing was happening to my body. It was the weirdest experience because he was like pretty good looking. I don't know what
it
was.
You just kissed him and there was nothing.
It was just like, you know, there was.
Do you think you're drunk?
There was no. Did he get there drunk?
No, I said, do you think you were just too drunk?
No, I was sober.
Oh, okay.
I was sober. And there was just nothing. You know, you start making out with someone. You're like, ooh, I like this. You start getting a little hot.
Yeah.
You know, things start happening. You know, you're fucking getting tingly.
Uh-huh.
And nothing. And I was like, okay, you know what? What if I sit him down and I sit on top of him and we're making out? Like,
well, that
that's very
off.
Sexual. Like, it has to, I have to get some sexual juices flowing, you know? So I go and I sit on top of him. We're making out. Nothing, Heather. It's like literally the way I feel right now, my current body state.
Nothing.
Nothing was happening. And I just didn't know what to do. Because in that moment, I was like, and here's
how do
the thing,
I get him out of my room?
I didn't. Yes, that thing. I think everyone's had that. How do I get this person the fuck out? And here's the thing. This is a stranger. You could be a fucking dick. But yeah. I don't know why we still don't do it. Like, I still wasn't like, your dick small, leave. I, as a person, I just couldn't do that, even though everyone wishes that they could be like, you're ugly, can you leave? You know, people, there's still a general human code, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to be a dick. Shout out to the people of the world that could just be a savage to someone's face. Because yeah. I can't do that.
I could. It's like, do I know this person? No, I've
not. But do you want to hurt their you might be fucking up their self-esteem so, you might traumatize them so hard that they're single for the rest of their life. If you tell that guy, you're a bad kisser and your dick small.
You know, here's the thing. The kissing wasn't even bad.
You I told just, me it was bad.
I know. I said I didn't feel anything.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like, I just wasn't into it.
Because you knew his dick was small. That's what, you made out with him and you felt nothing and you knew. Your intuition.
My energy felt his small dick energy, maybe.
Yeah, and
you know?
It was like, oof, you know, and what? So I'm not turned on by this situation at all.
And then I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was like, oh, like, I have to go.
You told him you
had
bought
a hotel
room?
I said I have to go. It's my hotel room. And I was like, you know what? Like, I said I was going to meet up with my friend. And this is taking too long. He had been there like 2 minutes, Heather. And I was like, this is taking too long. Like, I just need to
Did
go.
Did he leave? Did he you left. Leave together?
No, he left.
Because he probably was like, okay, this obviously is not going
well. And so he went back to the club. Like, hang literally on. His life, just, I was in his life for like 2 minutes. And then he went back to like
okay,
his, the
so
club.
Okay, so wait, question. Did you end up ever bringing someone else back to that night?
No, at that okay, point, good. I was like defeated.
You
I
were
was
like,
just,
okay.
Like, I was like, you know what? I tried being a hoe. Because again, this started with me trying to be a hoe. And I'm like, not for me. Not for, because I think we all know a lot of hoe friends. Like, I have a lot of hoe friends that was just like, that's easy for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is not fun.
No.
I'd rather just be by myself. Do you know what I'm saying?
100%. Because okay, that's how kind of what Red Rock ended up being for me. I'm not going to lie. I texted like four dudes that night. I texted four of them. And I realized that maybe I was too late in the day. Maybe I just wasn't eager enough to do it. But I ended up, to be honest, just sleeping or taking a nice bubble bath and sleeping in my bed naked and living my best life. It was great.
Yeah, but you also need to remember those people that you text and don't ever throw the pussy at them again. Like, you need to keep a mental note of, like...
I'm trying to think. I think it was only two guys I text. I texted Fame Whore, and then I texted this... I don't even have a name for him. This, like... This dude that... We're going to call him Hotel Room. Because last time I had a hotel room, I hit him up.
Did he come through?
Yeah, he did.
So you guys only meet when you get free hotels, basically. That's the only time you guys are in each other's life.
Yep.
You know what? Can I say, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever met up with someone on an app? I guess this is could kind of be like a little bit of confessions, but one of my friends like was like, I need you to talk about this because I don't know what the fuck just happened. Basically, he met up with a person and he's like, I don't think that was her. He's like, I literally don't think that,
no,
that was,
that
I don't know.
Sweetheart, she catfished you.
So it's like literally.
She catfished you.
Because this, okay, here's the situation. And then I'm going to tell you what he thinks happened. Like, okay, he told me, okay. So basically, they met up on an app. Uh-huh. He's been single. He's like so eager. He wants a girlfriend. So he's like one of the only people I know that actually wants a girlfriend.
Okay.
And so she kept him waiting at like Red Robin. For like an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
This is how eager he is. He waited that long. You know, okay. A normal person would have left. So she shows up. She looks like a completely different person than her picture.
Almost like the other girl walked in, maybe saw your friend and was like, and then sent her friend in.
That's what he thinks happened. And so he's like, honestly, I think she just called one of her girlfriends to show up for her. Because that the girl that showed up.
Nudia, we should do that. Nudia! This is the idea of a lifetime.
No.
Nudia. Nudia.
So I'm just like, hi, I'm Heather.
And I'll go in as Nudia. Nudia, can we please do this? This is research for our podcast. And we'll take our phones and record the whole experience of the interaction. They'll be like, you're not Nudia. And I'm like, I know.
And no, I have to give you my phone so you show the conversation.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, I'm Nudia. I'm here. I'm living my best life. I'm a bitch. To you.
I'm a boss. I'm a bitch. And so it's just like.
That probably did happen.
So basically, because he was waiting for an hour and a half, he's like, because he said the girl that showed up was hot.
You think she showed up and saw him and was like, nope, and then sent her friend an hour later?
He thinks that's actually a good idea, but he's like, I think she just forgot and just sent one of her friends.
Wow.
And it's like, wow. And so basically, like, he's like, I don't know who the fuck I was hanging out with. Like, because he said the girl that showed up was hot. And, like, he didn't really remember.
David Dobrik did this. You know who David Dobrik is?
Who's David?
He's a YouTube Dobrik. Star. He made a Bumble profile with his really, really hot friend, Jeff. But then they have a friend that kind of looks like Jeff, just not as hot. And they sent the kind of not hot guy in first. And the girl actually sat there and hung out with that not hot Jeff for about 30 minutes. And then they sent real Jeff in and said, hey, I'm Jeff. And fucked it over for this guy. And then she's like, I'd rather hang out with the real Jeff. And I have to show you that. Yeah, I'll put it up on our Instagram. It was fucking hilarious. And the other Jeff, the not so hot Jeff, was like, he's like, I really liked that girl. You guys kind of fucked that up for me because she was like talking
they're
to me.
They're vibing. Yeah, they're vibing.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's kind of like, you kind of don't want to do that because it's kind of an asshole thing to do.
I think we should fucking do
like
it.
Like playing an experiment.
We'll find two fuckboys on the app that we know are fuckboys and do it to them. I think it'd be funny.
So basically, they went on this date at Red Robin.
Red Robin is the first date.
They ended up going back to his place.
Oh, God.
He ends up... Have you heard this, too? A lot of guys say that they don't bang girls on their bed.
Why?
That like, it's like, no, they bang you on the couch or the floor.
I've never heard of that.
I've never fucked a guy
in my bed or his bed.
Ask your guy friends. I've asked, like, five. Since someone told me that...
Okay, we're going to start sending text messages, and we'll recap on the next episode what my guy friend said about
that. Yeah, it's, like, literally, like, so many of my guy friends are like,
wait,
oh, yeah,
you don't fuck the girl fuck on her bed?
No, on my bed. Like, basically, if it's, you're my girl, I don't fuck you on my bed, I fuck you on the couch or the floor.
I'm going to say something right now that if our bosses ever listen to it, they'll be very depressed and sad with me. But I'm going to say this right now. I understand why. I feel like because girls can make a mess and the guys don't want that, so they'd rather fuck you somewhere else.
I feel like they just don't want you on their bed. I feel like they only want you on their bed if they, like, really like you.
Well, I've been on every guy's bed, so...
That's a plus.
Hey, I made it.
Basically, like, so they were banging on his couch.
Wait, he ended up fucking the catfish?
Yes. So they went.
What
back,
a fucking.
They went back oh to his. God. They went back to his place.
I can't with your friend.
They're banging.
We're gonna bring him on the episode
and
on the show.
She was on her period, and he stopped, and he's like, and she's like, "What's wrong?" And he's like, "Are you on your period?" She's like, "Yeah, just a little bit," and he was like. You didn't tell me, like, what is
wrong with
you?
No, that's a lot of it.
He literally called me right after she left, and he's like, you're never going to believe what the fuck happened to me. He's like, I don't know who I fucked. He's like, basically, I don't know who this person is. Like, I don't.
Has he talked to her since?
They're the person. No, he never talked to her.
Oh, my God. Well, we need to get a recap on that situation as well. You need to find out if she ever talked to him or he talked to her.
I know.
It's going to happen.
And, you know, I wish.
Or
I
maybe
wish
it won't. Maybe it won't because it was a catfish. Anyway, we need an update on your friend. We're going to see if Heather talks about Knee Shaker next episode because we have a bet going on. Free dinner.
Oh, what are we betting? Oh, free dinner?
Free dinner if I mention sadness about Knee Shaker in the next three episodes.
Next three episodes? Oh, I'm getting this free. What am I going to have?
I don't know. That's pick what you want. Question. But it's not going to happen because...
We need a nice meatball sub.
We're just going for bike rides. We're having a great time going for bike rides. Nudia's going to go on a bike ride with me next episode as well. Congratulations, you just volunteered yourself. And we'll update you on our lives. Thank you for listening to
Confessions. We'll see if I get stood up anymore.
Yeah, we'll see that. We'll see if Heather goes on any more random dates with random people and brings Nudia with her. The next week can only tell.
Who knows? Who knows what the fuck? Who knows where we'll be? But thanks for listening. We love you. Send your comments, questions, concerns.
Confess.
Concerns
to
about
us.
Heather or concerns about me. our mental states or us.
podcast@gmail.com. We do not need to talk about Heather's mental state. Thank you.
Talk about my. I got stood up twice and then.
But yeah, you're fine. Because you have a boss bitch attitude.
It really didn't affect me at all.
No, it didn't.
I would be sitting here
on this episode going, Nudia.
We would need to do this episode from Heather's bed while she was curled up in a fetal position.
Yeah, we would. That's exactly what we'd be doing there. Yes, don't forget to email us, DM us on IG, Twitter, Facebook, confesstouspodcast@gmail.com. My name's Heather Collins.
It's Nudia.
Have a great week. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.